Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
Indeed you are. And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed, but please remember, we are podcast hosts, not experts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast. Join the Forever 35 Facebook group, where the password is serums. And just a reminder that you can sign up for our newsletter. We have a new issue going out next week at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
Heck yes.
Oh, baby.
You know, I have to say, I got a nice Instagram DM from a listener in New Zealand who just wanted to send me some eggplant emojis today. You know, so our secret language of eggplant emojis, it's out there.
Did that make you feel seen?
It felt, we've been doing this podcast now for a while, and it still blows my mind that people listen, you know, because it's just two of us talking. And so I think if we did this in front of an audience, I would have more of like a mental understanding of the fact that people hear it. But It was like, wow, New Zealand. You're just out there in New Zealand and we're in your headphones. Like, it just, that just never, that never ceases to like delight and, I don't know, thrill me, I guess.
Yeah. It's really nice.
It's so cool. And It's also like these past 2 years have just felt so strange and isolating. And so those little messages are like anytime, I don't know, even like I'm in a Facebook group and we gab, it's like, I feel a little less alone.
Yeah.
You know, there's still that human connection, which I think like we so desperately crave. Like, well, I really miss human connection.
It's like those old, what are they, the Bell commercials, reach out and touch someone.
Oh my God, reach out and touch someone. What an excellently creepy motto.
Like, I was just going to say, kind of creepy, but also like, I get it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now I'm going to be Googling Bell commercials. Reach out and touch someone.
Bell, right?
Yes, I believe it was Bell. And for people who are listening who have no idea what Dori and I are talking about, it might have been AT&T.
It was AT&T.
We are referencing an old 80s slogan and commercial.
Oh, wait. No, it was, hold on, it was Bell, which I think
turned into AT&T, or was it bought by AT&T?
I think AT&T owned Bell, and I'm reading about the history of reach out and touch someone, and they created the tagline reach out and touch someone for Ma Bell.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, anyway. Thank you, Dori. That was a journey. Well, like, we so rarely talk on the phone. My best friend called me and left me a voicemail yesterday while she was on her way to a... Yeah, she was on her way to a skiing mountain because she lives in Oregon. And it was just like, oh, how nice, a phone call.
Yeah.
You know, she reached out and she said hi. Really made me feel good. I have to call her back.
That's so nice. But you also, don't you also do Marco Polo with your friends?
I am really bad about Marco Polo. I'll sign on. Like, we did, like, at the beginning of the pandemic, I had a few Marco Polos going with, like, my kind of circle of college friends and high school friends and, like, a group of moms I'm friends with here in LA. And then it all just died. Like, I just, I just don't check Marco Polo enough. I don't remember. Probably for the best, because it's just another thing to take up my spare time. But
yeah,
it does have value, seeing as it is like a communication source and not like Instagram, which has just become like a shopping platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my rant for today.
Well, over here we are in a kind of an isolation slash limbo because we had a COVID exposure a couple of days ago to an asymptomatic child who we had an outdoor play date with.
I'm sorry.
So we're just kind of waiting. Yeah, just like highlighted that it's everywhere and, you know, people can be cautious, but if you have a kid in daycare, like, or preschool, like, you're going to get it. Like, they're going to get it. It's just going to happen. Because the kid got it from someone at his daycare, but they didn't know about the exposure till the next night after we had seen them.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, they hadn't. Boy. And they hadn't thought to test their kid because he didn't have symptoms.
Yeah, that under five crowd, that's real tough, you know? Yeah. No, I mean, and I mean, you know, my kid got COVID before she could get vaccinated, and it's...
Yeah.
It's not like, it's really, that's very scary not to be able to give your kid that buffer. So totally. I'm sorry you're in that
limbo. So now we're just waiting. It's been 2 days. We'll just keep taking tests and looking for symptoms. So far, no symptoms, but it's still pretty early. So, although I did do a Twitter poll today and I asked if you had Omicron what you think was Omicron, what was the time between if you had a known exposure, your exposure and getting symptoms? And like 75% of people, it was 3 days or under.
From the time of exposure, that's fast. To okay.
So it's like really fast.
All right. So you're on it. You're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we'll see. But that's kind of like, you know, that's what's happening in our house today.
I've seen a lot of like fun commentary online about the exposure notifications now, because it does feel like every day you just get another, you know, my kids are in school and then they go to a form of childcare, and it's like at least once a week we're getting some sort of like, you were exposed, your child was exposed, or like someone tested positive, but like it's just...
But now the guidance for people who are vaccinated is you don't have to quarantine.
Yeah, if you're exposed, that's right.
So like you said, for people whose kids are under five, it's
or can't get vaccinated for whatever reason.
Can't get vaccinated or whatever. Yeah, you are kind of in a limb. I mean, yeah. Anyway, not to go in. I didn't want to turn this into like the COVID episode, but
I mean, what episode isn't the COVID episode at this point?
It's true. It's so true. So that's just kind of where we're at today.
Are you and I both self-soothing by purchasing secondhand clothes, or is it just me?
Oh, no. I am purchasing secondhand clothes for both myself and for my son.
And does it bring you joy, Dory? Does it bring you joy?
It does bring me joy. We're both members of a local secondhand selling Facebook group. that is very active. One might say too active.
Oh, yes. It's a hot spot.
It reminds me, sometimes that group reminds me of like when you used to go to a sample sale in New York and people would be like elbowing each other aside and like grabbing stuff. Did you ever go to those?
Of course I did.
Yeah. Like people are like watching these sales and like commenting immediately. It's just so intense. Anyway, yes, I have been self-soothing, but I will say, and this is not itself an ad, but this is about an advertiser. So we just want to like preface this by saying, but this is organic.
This is not sponsored content.
This is not just sponsored content.
Really liking an advertiser's product. Yeah.
So a company called Color Guru has been advertising on the podcast. You may have heard their ads. And their whole thing is like they do your colors, which, you know, quite honestly, is something that I feel like we heard about in the 80s. And then,
yes. And then and I was like, this isn't real.
And I was like, this isn't real. Or this is like something that, like, you know, went out with Beanie Babies.
And troll dolls.
Yeah,
and,
like, yeah. I was just sort of like, okay. And also, like, what could they really tell me? You know what I mean?
Yes, that you don't already can't figure out by, like, holding up a sweater. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Kate, let me tell you, I learned a lot from their analysis of my skin tone, hair color, eye color, etc. They kind of like, they look at, you send them 5 pictures and they do an analysis based on those pictures. I am a moonlit winter.
And I'm a twilight autumn.
And they also tell you like which colors to avoid.
Mm-hmm. So, and they tell you makeup. They give you a makeup palette.
Yes, they give you makeup guidance. So interestingly enough, one of the colors they told me I have to absolutely avoid at all costs is orange, including like that rust color that's like kind of in right now that I have bought quite a few items of like over the last couple of years.
What would you say your like wardrobe percentage wise is in rust?
I mean,
at least a 30%.
It's high. It is definitely really high. And Color Guru is like, under no circumstances shall you wear any shade of orange or brown. They don't want me to wear brown either.
Oh, see, that's where I'm supposed to live, in those warm browns.
So it's very, and there's like a, I would describe it as maybe a chartreuse, but no olive, which is like another neutral that I had like really leaned into. So anyway, the way that this connects with these secondhand clothing sales is I will sometimes see a dress or whatever that's like really cute, but I'm like, oh wait, no, not my color, I can't buy it. So it's actually been really helpful in that regard. And I think that this is like the whole point, like you're supposed to kind of take the card with you like when you go shopping, and it helps you eliminate things like right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, I also came into this kind of skeptical, like willing to try it out. And then it was really weird. I got my Color Guru card the same day that I put on this orangey red lipstick and was like, why does this look so good on me? I never wear orangey red.
It did so good on you.
Ever. And then I looked at my makeup card and it's like, this is what I should be wearing for dramatic lit. It was the exact color. And I was like,
oh my gosh. Huh.
And I really struggle to understand what colors do kind of look good on me. And
totally. Like,
obviously you can wear whatever the fuck you want, right? Yes. Any color is great.
Yes.
But like, I have tried, like, there's certain colors that I've tried to wear that I love that just, it just makes me look strange. Like, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So I have been shook by this.
I agree with Kate. Like, you know, take this as just like another piece of data. Of course, you can wear whatever colors you want. But it was very interesting to just kind of like go through this and be like, huh, you know, now that you mention it, I do have a dress like in that shade of green that they're saying looks really good on me. And whenever I wear that dress, I do feel like I look really good.
Yes, I have the same thing with certain reds.
You know? So it's just, it's interesting. It's just interesting. Before we take a break, though, I feel like we should just mention that people can get 10% off at yourcolorguru.com when you use the code FOREVER at checkout.
Yeah. And to be clear, this is not a sponsored segment. This is truly just Dory and I texting each other, looking at clothes that we wanted to buy and then being like, oh, I'm not supposed to get that color. Like, we've literally been chatting about this in our text messages and so letting it guide our shopping.
So it's saving me money.
There we go. Or in my case, you like sent me a link to a dress that was for sale. And I was like, let me check my palette. And I was like, oh, yes, a pinkish hue. I can wear this. Mm-hmm. So I went for it. But it is kind of helping me. You're right. It is kind of an interesting buffer.
Yeah, totally. Mm. Totally. Mm.
Anyway, well, that's and Moonlit Monday, Winter. I'm glad to know you.
And likewise, Twilight Autumn.
These are fun, like kind of like fairy names.
They are. And I will say, like, if one day I start wearing makeup again, it will be fun to like get some new stuff in my palette.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. I can't wait to see you out in the town in your new like blue eyeshadow or whatever you come out in.
All right. Well, let's take a little break because we have some very interesting texts to get to.
Oh, we do.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You know, Dory, we talk to a lot of really fantastic, intelligent people on this podcast. But I don't know, maybe you're like us and you want to go even deeper.
I'd love to go deeper.
We like to go deep. And that's not only possible with today's sponsor, but also easy to accomplish on Masterclass. Every year I get really into the classes offered and the instructors offering them. Like, I'm all over the place with the things that I like on Masterclass, but this year I am very interested in the class Redefining Feminism, which is 14 lessons from Gloria Steinem.
Okay.
Now, they dissect issues women face in the U.S. and ways we can play a role in the feminist movement in our everyday lives. Look, I majored in women and gender studies in college. So this is right up my alley. But even if you didn't, even if you're like, this is the first time I'm hearing those words.
I would argue, especially if you didn't.
Yes. Get into it with Masterclass, because this is the year you can really learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Go from just talking about improving to actually doing the things you've been wanting to do with Masterclass. And it doesn't have to be Redefining Feminism with Gloria Steinem. It can be gardening in your own garden or your yard or patio. It can be learning to cook Indian food or designing a space that you love. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors. So whether you want to master like negotiation with Chris Voss, or think like a boss with Martha Stewart, or maybe capture your vision through photography with Petra Collins,
Masterclass has you covered. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. We have returned with an interesting skin, an existential skin question, I would say. Hi, hello. Just curious, has this been asked before on the pod? Is there any merit to not putting products on, maybe occasionally? I have dry skin. I do have dry skin in the winter, but sometimes I feel like it needs to breathe on its own. Is this crazy? Anyone else just let their skin be naked for a night? Thanks for everything you do. P.S. I just turned 35 this week and feel like it's the right time to ask a question.
I mean, we welcome questions from people of all ages, but
we do.
We love a 35-year-old question. Well, I mean, I do think there is some merit, you know, like I know in the summer or when it's very sunny, to kind of avoid AHAs or just making sure that you're super sunscreen, because AHAs can make your skin more sensitive to the sun.
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that, or not wearing like a super hydrating moisturizer or oil in the middle of summer, or, you know, avoiding over exfoliating in winter. But I think it's fine to let your skin breathe on its own.
Yeah. I would also say that I feel like the pendulum is sort of swinging back in the direction of like streamlined routines. Like, there does
less is
seem
more.
Yeah, kind of like less is more. You don't need like a 10-step routine. You just need these like two products. So like, I think the spirit of your question is something that a lot of people have been thinking about.
Yeah, I'm curious though. This person says, anyone just let their skin be naked for a night? Does that mean you don't wear a you wash your face and don't do anything else? Or does that mean you just don't even wash your face?
It sounds like they're just, yeah, I don't know, but just not putting anything on, which for me, I don't like how my skin feels with no moisturizer on it.
I don't either. It's a little too tight.
A little too tight. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do like the feeling of not washing my face sometimes at night, where I'm just like, I don't have to. I'm not. And you just get into bed.
You my skin, my, a rebel.
I am rebellious. I am. I still do have a little bit of rebellion against certain routines, just because I'm tired.
Look, I get it.
Thank you. I get it. Thank you very much. Anyway, naked skin at night. I mean, by all means, I tend to like to moisturize at night because then you're just laying there soaking it all in. You know, not even just your face, but like the whole bod, just rub it down and then put on some pajamas over it to trap it. Mm-hmm. Or be naked and be free. Up to you.
Be naked and be free.
Great advice, just anytime, you know?
Totally applicable to many situations.
Yeah, everyday life. Be naked and be free. All right, here's a great text we got. I followed the advice on a recent episode and made myself an in-home retreat this morning. When I was planning the retreat, I used this purpose statement to help choose my activities. Okay, this is so good. My biggest challenge right now is blank, and I want to create a retreat to help me blank so I can feel blank. My challenge was overstimulation. I'm a stay-at-home mom to two toddlers, and I wanted to feel peace and present. This was my itinerary. 7 a.m., woke up with my sons, got them breakfast and ready for the day. Sent them off with my husband to stay at my mother-in-law's house for the morning. 9 a.m., prepared my meditation space, changed into comfy clothes. 9:30 to 10:30, guided mindfulness Zoom class from a local meditation center. 10:40, smoothie snack break. 10:50, mindful movement yoga. 11:15, journaling. 11:30 to 12, quiet walk in the snowy forest behind our house. 12 to 12:30, warm bath, tea, candles, reading. 12:30 to 1, exfoliation, wash hair, listen to ASMR podcast. 1 to 1:30, body oil, set hair, tweeze eyebrows. 1:30 to 1:45, eye mask, lay in bed. 1:50, husband comes home with boys and lunch from my favorite vegan restaurant.
I mean,
listener, I mean, you're the expert here. A purpose statement? What a great idea.
So nice. I'm like feeling more relaxed after just having read this. Quiet walk in the snowy forest behind our house. Come on.
That one got to me. That one really got to me. I have like a creep been trying to figure out where this listener lives. For some reason, I imagine them in England. Oh. I don't know why. Does it snow there? I don't know.
I feel like this listener should like lead retreats.
Yeah, I love that you prepared you really made room for everything. Prepared your meditation space. Then you did the meditation. I love the idea of listening to the ASMR podcast while you do your exfoliation and hair washing. And then my favorite at the end, lay in bed. Like, yes.
Totally. Ugh. It's so,
I just love this.
It's perfect.
Yeah, perfect. This was a really delightful. And I really, really liked the idea of kind of setting this intention up top so you know what you need.
Yes, I really like that aspect of it.
Totally going to steal this listener and do it myself. All right. Well, we've got one more retreat-focused message.
Shall I take it away?
Yes, please do. Please engage with your beautiful voice.
In the spirit of retreats on your last mini-ep, I had a quick question for everyone. My husband and I normally hang out each evening, but we have decided to start implementing a once-a-week, do-your-own-thing kind of night. I catch up on shows that I want to watch or journal, and he plays video games. But I would really like to name this night. Date nights have a fun name, and everyone knows what it's about, so why is naming a solo, independent, have-your-own-fun night so difficult to name? All suggestions welcome. Thanks, Kate and Dory.
But once a week, do your own thing. Isn't that just called me time?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't that the name? I mean, yeah. I think it would be fun to come up with some sort of pun.
Oh, a pun is fun.
But I'm not a pun master. You're good at coming up with things like that. I can never do wordplay.
I mean, I'm going to have to think about this one.
Yeah, stew on this for a little bit. But I mean, I love this idea that this listener wants a fun name for this night.
Yeah, that's really cute. All right. Well,
but I do think it is just me time. Like, you're just having your journal TV time and he's just, you know, playing those video games.
Totally. I mean, I was even just thinking like solo fun night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, alone and loving it.
I don't think it needs to be that more like that complicated. Just call it what it is.
I mean, I would call it like, leave me alone. That bad? Like, just leave me alone. I just want to be alone to do my things.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds a little bit negative. So.
No, I get it. Okay.
All right, Dory, let's take a break.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll come back and hear from a couple more people.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We had recently talked about using all products from the same product line, and you and I both kind of felt like there was no need, but a listener has brought us a differing point of view.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this message is for the listener who is wondering if there's any actual benefit to using products all from the same line or brand. I took all my products in when I got a facial recently, and the facialist said there is a benefit because sometimes there are ingredients in certain brands that, I don't know the word, like cancel out or diminish the benefits of ingredients in other brands. So they really are designed to work as a system, and sometimes maybe your serum is weakening the strength of whatever you're using from the other brand. I'm not sure if that's making sense, but it did click for me, and she just recommended picking one brand and sticking with it. Hope that helps.
That's interesting.
That's a very good point.
That is a good point. That is a good point. I did think it was going to end with, and then she sold me like the entire line of like.
Well, it's kind of interesting, actually, because, you know, one of my favorite products that I use is by Jan Marini. It's the Jan Marini BioClear Lotion. I kind of alternate this as one of my nighttime serums with a retinol, but I've never used any of that line's other products.
And I was
like, okay, because I love that product. I'll put it on at night and I'll noticeably see a difference in the morning. So I was like, maybe I should try. What have you tried from their line?
I have tried like the whole system because I got a couple facials at a place that like exclusively uses that line and like really pushes it to the point where I stopped getting facials there because I didn't like the hard sell of the products. And so I had bought a couple things. I'd bought their sunscreen. I'd bought their retinol, which I think has a different name. I don't think it's the BioClear, but I'm going to try to find it. But then she would also give me samples. So I feel like I've tried a bunch of I think it was the Luminate face lotion.
Thoughts?
I thought it was good. It's expensive, and I feel like it had, most of their stuff had a scent that I didn't love.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay.
So that was like also kind of a turnoff for me. But yeah, like I said, it's just the Gen X rebel in me. When someone is pushing something really hard and like making me feel bad about like not using all, I'm just like, get out of my face.
You're so funny because I'm like, okay, I'll buy everything. You're so brave. I think that is one of the hardest interactions to navigate, the like getting a facial treatment and the person pushing the products on you. I mean, for me, as a people pleaser.
I try to be open-minded. I mean, you know, I did buy a couple of the products because I was like, okay. But then I was like, no, no.
You are a rebel.
I am a rebel.
Don't tell Dory what to do. She will do the opposite.
So that is a good tip. If you want me to do something, you got to reverse psychology me.
I've never had to do that. You always are receptive and responsive.
I know, except if you were my facialist.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love Courtney Chisano.
I know. Courtney was amazing and never tried to push anything on you. It was great.
Ever. And then, of course, I'd be like, let me buy everything. I know. She had all the best products.
See, she was good at reverse
that's
psychology.
That's the trick. Yeah, that's the way to do it to me. All right. Well, we're going to end with a question for me that I included because it really made me chuckle. This is in reference to a recent conversation we had where I was telling Dory that I have tested for high cholesterol. And I just made a passing reference about how I snack on butter. And this is what the listener wrote. Kate, what is this madness about you snacking on butter? How did this even start? Is this a thing that anyone else does? I am horrified, yet intrigued, and need more information. You just mentioned that as if it was no big deal, but I have never heard of such. Dying over here. So I can only speak for myself, but I have snacked on butter my entire life. Like when I was a child, like a toddler, my parents had to hide the butter on a top shelf because I would just grab it and eat it. And I love butter. I love butter. So like what I'll do is I buy Kerrygold salted butter. I'll take bites out of the actual like giant block of butter, or I'll like just keep cutting hunks of it off and eat it, like nibble on it. And I reached out to my group of, you know, close friends from college today because I was like, let me just make sure that I've been doing this for a while. And I just wrote, I wrote to them, quick question for something. Do you all associate me with butter and eating butter? And they all wrote back, yes. I mean, one of my best friends wrote, I bought you a tub of Amish butter at the Union Square Farmers Market and you walked around eating it. So
oh my God, Kate.
Yeah, I love butter. That's why, like, I think this thing with me and high cholesterol is like, it's not just that, like, I'll put some butter on a baked potato. It's that I eat butter every day, plain. I just eat butter.
Like, how, like, okay, say a regular stick of butter. How much of that will you eat in a day? And this is not, I'm not judging or shaming.
No, I know. Well, the thing is that Kerrygold kind of comes in like a block that looks like a bar of soap.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So how much of a Kerrygold block will you eat in a day?
I suspect like I'm eating 2 to 3 tablespoons, just like nibbling, not including like any cooking with butter or putting it on food.
Okay.
Yeah, like I
that's
eat
a lot.
Butter. Yeah. And I'll notice like I go through butter fast. And it's just me. Like at my family, nobody else in my family is like a butter fiend. So yeah, I do snack on butter. I love it. I love it more than anything. It's probably my favorite food. So I have to figure this one out. I haven't done it in a week because it did dawn on me like, oh, this is, you know, it's not that I need to restrict all butter, but I need to not probably just eat it as a snack.
Okay.
Now, am I the only person on the planet who's not somebody?
I wonder. And
oh, no. Look,
I am not a doctor.
Go on.
But I have a thought.
Put on that doctor's cap
okay.
and that stethoscope and tell me what you're thinking.
Here is my thinking. What if for like 3 months, you didn't change the rest of your diet? You just stopped eating butter. And then you retested your cholesterol.
I mean, okay.
Because I feel like you're trying to make these like huge, drastic changes and like eating vegan and making cashew cheese and like all this stuff when like, I mean, the answer might be staring us right in the face. The fact that you eat 3 tablespoons of butter straight a day, I think could really be contributing to this cholesterol problem. So what if you just,
Dory, yeah, yeah.
So well, what if we eliminated that and then we get a baseline of okay. where we're at without the butter?
You're suggesting I live a butter-free life.
I didn't say
yes,
that.
I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry. I did.
I'm
that
suggesting
was just
that
said
you
for
live
effect.
A snacking on butter-free life. You can still use a regular amount of butter in your cooking. You don't need to like get all the butter out of the house, but no more snacking on butter. And then after 3 months or 6 months, like however long it takes for your cholesterol to kind of reset. And this is a question for an expert, because again, not a doctor, not a cholesterol expert, just someone who likes to test things out. You would retest your cholesterol and see where it is. If it's still sky high, then like, yes, you have to do something. But like 3 months in the grand scheme of things, like not making these huge diet changes is not going to be the make or break. And in the meantime, yeah, like, okay. What if you could get away with not really changing the rest of your diet? What if it's just the butter?
It's wow. very possible.
I feel really strongly about this.
I know, I can tell. I feel like you've really had an epiphany.
I think I have. You know why? I don't think I quite realize how much butter it was. Like I was like, oh, she's just like, it's like she's, you know, taking a little, like a butter knife full and just kind of like idly licking it. But no.
Oh, no.
We're talking like a lot more butter than I think I was envisioning.
I'm hacking off a chunk of butter and letting it melt in my mouth. And then when that one's done, I get more butter.
Okay. So, you know, I think that we may have identified a real root cause of this cholesterol issue that is relatively easily fixed.
I do think it is probably a lot of that. I also love like half and half in my coffee. I look, full fat, creamy dairy. Like if I could eat, I could scrape the inside of a...
I don't mean to turn this into Kate's health hour, but I do just have one other question.
Okay.
How much half and half do you put in your coffee per day?
A lot. A ton. I mean, a ton. I love it. I love it. Okay. And if I have a heavy cream, like I would use heavy cream in my coffee.
And
if
you
I
would,
could
like,
all the
and
time.
You would put in like half the cup would be cream.
I don't like it. I like to taste the coffee, but I'm definitely not like a light cream person. I like a lot of it. And then I like to scrape the inside of the heavy cream container and eat the like.
Oh, yeah.
Culture, you know, like.
Yeah. I get it.
I mean, how am I not a dairy farmer or something? I just. So I do think, yes, I do think you're right. And I actually, you know, I am going to meet with my nutritionist who I met with when I was working on intuitive eating, and I reached out to her. And so I'm going to set up a time to kind of talk to her about stuff and she's going to look at my lab results. But I do think it's probably as simple as like calming down on the butter. I replace the half and half and then just, you know, not eating as much red meat and probably that being three things I can do.
Kate, I look forward to
Dory.
Seeing the results.
What if I went to get my blood tests and you were the doctor doing them? Like I showed up and it was...
and I just was like totally blasé about it.
Hey,
Kate. All right. Have a seat. You can put your bag on that chair over there.
I appreciate your thoughtfulness about this. Thank you for being so passionate about my health. I appreciate that.
Well, that's just who I am, Kate.
It is. It is. All right. Well, listen, thank you all very much for going on this journey with us.
Quite a journey.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.